Our next article is entitled A Story of Redemption and Restoration. Documentary depicts a congregation's rebuilding after fire, written by John Potter, who is on the staff of the Living Lutheran. John Baumgartner woke up the morning of August 28, 2014, to a series of text messages from friends and family, each saying a version of the same thing: the church is on fire. Baumgartner, a filmmaker based in Los Angeles, but he grew up in Lorain, Ohio, as a fourth-generation member of First Lutheran Church. He maintained close ties with the congregation and attended when he came home to visit family. But now he was seeing photos and footage of the building he knew so well in flames. The arsonist has never been apprehended. Baumgartner recalled, "This was a deep sense of community grief. What can we all do to not let the tragedy be the final word?" And that was enormous impetus to say, "I can do something." And that something turned out to be The Fire Song, a documentary directed and edited by Baumgartner. The film tells the story of first a congregation that had been a pillar of the community and now stood at a crossroads. Baumgartner calls the experience of making the documentary a 5-year journey to turn overwhelming tragedy into triumph. The journey began when Bruce Whitman, a member of First and the chair of the new building committee, approached Baumgartner about the possibility of making a documentary. 35 years ago, Whitman taught Baumgartner in Sunday school, and the two have maintained a friendship ever since. Whitman said, "My initial thought was, well, let's just document some of this and we'll have a nice record of what happened." Well, Whitman eventually became producer of The Fire Song, and he said it didn't start off as a very ambitious project. But as events unfolded, and as Whitman and Baumgartner discussed how the film might capture an historic congregation in an emotional and transformational moment, the scope expanded. Whitman said it just grew and blossomed into something more. The Fire Song opens with Jimmy Madsen, a co-pastor of First for the 35 years, lighting a candle. He was preparing to retire when the fire struck, but afterward he decided to stay on. Madsen said, "It didn't seem right to me that it would be a good time for the congregation to be without a pastor." Baumgartner then cuts to harrowing footage of the building as firefighters smash through its prominent stained glass windows. Woody Chamberlain, a co-pastor of First who died last year, remembers the devastation in the documentary. "It was just a building, and it was just a window, and I loved it, and I missed it, and we'll never have that again. But it was still a thing. But you can have a lot of emotions tied up with things." For nearly a century, the church building had been located on one of the busiest corners in downtown Lorain. A tornado destroyed many church buildings in the area in 1924, but First managed to avoid much damage then, which positioned its congregation to respond to the community's needs. Members established a soup kitchen, beginning a long history of neighborhood service. "And that still exists today," Chamberlain says of the ministry. "They said it would do it until it wasn't needed anymore." In addition to its reputation for service, the First maintains a significant musical culture and legacy. David Bowe, a longtime organist and professor at nearby Oberlin College, led the congregation in commissioning a world-class organ in the 1960s. Madsen says organ builders all over the world knew about that instrument. When the congregation relocated to the middle school for 3 years, members faced big, sometimes contentious decisions, including whether to rebuild and whether to remain at the downtown location. Ultimately, First members decided to rebuild downtown across the street from the original building's intersection. Construction began in 2016, with most of the costs covered by insurance. Facing new construction and the retirement of its longtime pastor, First started the call process for a new pastor under a hybrid plan. In May of 2017, Rosalina Rivera began her call as pastor of First. 6 months later, the new building opened, and the following month, Madsen retired. A dedication concert for the congregation's new organ was held in August of 2019, with people from across the country attending. "This instrument is known too," says Madison. The Fire Song opened on August 21st, 2021, at the historic Lorraine Palace Theater, the same place Baumgartner premiered his first film, Pains of a Broken Window, when he was a teenager. Coming full circle in that way professionally and personally was an emotional experience for the director. Baumgartner describes the film's creation as 5 years of trusting. The documentary closes by showcasing elements of First's original building that survived and have become part of the new structure. Some of the stained glass was saved and restored. Its former cornerstone was placed into the new building, and panels on the sanctuary door were hammered out of recovered organ pipes. Whitman said, "One of the things we did really well was the incorporation of some of the old elements of the church into the new church. For me, that was very moving."